Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, through, via the Holy Prophet, the Merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has bestowed upon this ummah so many rewards. And the ummahs, the nations that came before us, they did not receive as many rewards and ni'mas as much as we, the Muslim ummah, has received. Just like the previous nations used to have adab, there were various forms of punishments that were meted out on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those same adab do not come, punishments. Just like Allah Ta'ala changed the form or the appearances of the previous nations, Allah Ta'ala has not meted out that form of punishment due to the sadaqah, due to the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That punishment has not come to this ummah. The earth, the whole earth for this ummah is a masjid. Wherever an individual, a human being desires, he can pray salah, he can pray. Because the whole of the world, the earth's crust, is a masjid, a place of prostration. And in this same way, especially, which is a very great gift that Allah Ta'ala has given, Allah has given tawbah. Now the previous nations, if somebody committed a sin or a mistake, a grave error, committed a sin, practiced a sin, there were different ways and methods in which they would have to compensate for, or you could say, to annul the sins. There were tariqahs, there were methods that were severe. They were firm, they were strict. And then Allah Ta'ala accepted the tawbah in His court. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has upon the ummate muslima, on the Muslims, has given us such another favor, another great ni'mah, that tawbah, repentance, has become easy for this ummah. Easy. In the Qur'an Hakim, Allah Ta'ala mentions about tawbah in a verse, يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. And such an easy method Allah Ta'ala has made for us now, tawbah, a method. And it is important, it is necessary, and Allah Ta'ala has given us a method of how to be saved from akhirah, the adab. And we commit sins very similar to the previous nations, we make the same mistakes. But Allah Ta'ala has been merciful to us. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tariqah, the method of how to repent. That if a person, if an individual sees their own sins and wants to get their sins forgiven, then in this world, while that person is living, whilst that person is living, those sins can get forgiven. There's no penalty on that person's head, no punishment, no difficulty, no prison, no trap, nothing. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala says, Tubu ila Allah. Tubu ila Allah. Allah Ta'ala says that if you die without sinning, then that's good. But if the person doesn't do tawbah upon the sins and passes away, then there will be adab, severe punishment. So the first thing is very easy. Why are we far from the repentance? Do we not have yaqeen and certainty that a very severe time is to come? We know that we are committing the sins, and we are doing sins openly in front of our own eyes, and even then that person doesn't want to do tawbah, doesn't want to repent. If a person does tawbah, then if we do tawbah, we do tawbah according to our own desires and methods. But Allah says, Tubu ila Allah. There are different ways of doing tawbah. MashaAllah, we have all done tawbah, and there's no doubt in this. We are sitting here, and this is the majlis of tawbah, the dhikr Allah gathering. And we start with tawbah. This gathering, this majlis starts with tawbah. When a person, he comes into the silsila, and he does tawbah, and he says, Allah, I want to become purified and clean and nice and sincere. So the entrance into this silsila, into this methodology of tazkiyah and purification, starts with tawbah, repentance. And tawbah is such an action or such a state, a condition, that it has an effect, it has an impact. It has an impact, it has a solid impact on the individual who's doing tawbah. And tawbah is an action that makes somebody meet with his Lord properly, connect with his Lord properly, and within seconds his life, it changes without the blink of an eye. Allah Ta'ala says, before the blink of eye, the life changes, the world changes for that person. So I have to think, what is my tawbah? Where the guarantee of tawbah is that within the blink of the eye, due to tawbah, a person reaches to another life, transformation life, a beautiful life. Allah Ta'ala accepts the tawbah. I remember an event, the hadith, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, he was the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen, and mashallah, he was an excellent Khalifa. Everybody knows how firm he was, how solid he was. He was robust. He was very excellent in the way he implemented the Khilafat, and he judged beautifully and in a balanced way and fairly. And once there was somewhere, for example, he was passing by, looking over to judge a certain situation, and as he was passing, he from in front saw an individual who was used to, you can say, drinking alcohol. He used to sin. He knew he was a sinner, and he was in the state of, you can say, drunkenness, and he had the bottle of alcohol in his hand, and he was a bit drunk. And he saw in front of him Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, "Oh no, oh, that's it. Where can I run away? If I run away, I'll get caught as well. Where shall I go?" He was in a difficult situation. He's coming straight towards who? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And there's nowhere to hide. He thought, "If I run, I'll get caught. If I stop, I'm going to get caught. And where shall I go? What shall I do? Where can I hide?" He said, "There's no way out." Nothing came to his mind. And then the verse of the Quran came to his mind, where Allah Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha." Allah says, "Come to me, O you who believe, come to me, turn unto God in sincere repentance." But it has to be tawbatan nasuha. It has to be solid, sincere repentance. And turn to your Rabb and see then what happens. He said, so this verse of the Quran is what will help me. There's nothing else that can save me from Umar. So now that's it. I'm finished now. And he was so scared and afraid of Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu. He said in his mind, "Allah, you are who are closer to me and you are listening to me. Umar, he is coming closer to me and I'm getting closer to him, and in my hand is the bottle of drink, and if he sees this, he will deal with me firmly. There's no one to help me, assist me. I promise Allah, you save me and I will leave the habit of drinking." Subhanallah. This is tawbah. This is tawbah. So from the true sincere heart he did tawbah. Hazrat Umar came close to him. "What is this?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "What's in this bottle? What's under your armpit hidden?" He said, "A bottle." He said, "What's in the bottle that you've got?" He said, "This vinegar." "Vinegar is a good thing, alhamdulillah." He said, "Vinegar." And Hazrat Umar said, "Is it definitely vinegar?" He said, "Yes, I use vinegar, it's vinegar." And Hazrat Umar came forward and took the bottle. And then he is trembling. And he opened the top. And inside, what was inside the bottle? It was vinegar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this was the tawbah of the person who used to drink alcohol. Don't take this bad, brothers. We have also tawbah. Many years we've done tawbah, but nothing is visible that we have done tawbah. Nothing is visible. So close does a person get close to Allah after doing tawbah. So close to Allah. Imagine from this event. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, clearly, another point, I remember an event, a time, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, there's an event about tawbah, that Allah Ta'ala changes the situation. Allah Ta'ala changes the situation. That Allah Ta'ala changes the destiny and changes the sins into good deeds. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu was passing by somewhere, and a woman came, and he saw the woman crying, beating herself, and he said, "Why are you crying?" And she said, "What can I say to you about my situation?" He said, "No, tell me, what is the issue? And I will try to give you the solution." She said, "I've committed a bad sin, a bad sin." She said, "I've committed this sin, that I've committed zina, adultery. And after adultery, the child was born. And to hide that child, I killed that child. And now I don't know, what should I do? Where should I go? What will happen about my sin?" As Abu Huraira said, "Run away. There's no tawbah for you. No repentance. There's no tawbah. Run away. Be gone with you." And she beat her head and ran off, and she was crying and screaming. And suddenly, Hazrat Abu Huraira thought, "I've decided. I didn't ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor did I do consultation with him." So he went straight, trembling, a bit afraid, and he went and explained to the Prophet ﷺ the event, and there was sadness. Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Have you not read the Quran, this verse? That Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that I change the situation, the bad deeds into good. Allah Ta'ala said this. Yes. Allah Ta'ala says, رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفَّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي. Allah Ta'ala says, so Hazrat Abu Huraira, he went back running after that lady. And they thought that people were, and he had so much khawf and fear that he went looking after her, and he was looking for her. And then he saw that woman, he ran after that woman. And he said, listen. Don't worry. Allah Ta'ala, I went to the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he made the decision that you do tawbah and all of your bad deeds, Allah Ta'ala will efface you from your bad deeds. He will change your bad deeds to the good and send you into paradise. So brothers, this is the important thing, very important thing, an easy action, alhamdulillah. Easy action. If we commit the sins, we make a mistake, we do bad things, errors, but don't make it a game. Don't make it a game. The most important thing is a person to realize and appreciate the sins. Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity, or every human being an opportunity, to go to the Wali Allah, to grab his hand, to do the bayah, to promise to Allah that Allah will not commit these sins anymore, due to tawbah. And then person says, Allah, I did these sins in my life and I have to learn from this and change myself and improve myself. You make the promise. When that person does that tawbah, and maybe it happens that Allah Ta'ala, when He's making us do this tawbah, then we don't know which sin were we reaching close to. We were reaching close to kufr maybe, or very severe, dark action. Then Allah Ta'ala, to save us, gave us an opportunity, a chance. He took us to the direction of a pious person and gave us the chance to do tawbah. We didn't know that our nafs and shaitan, our condition, our situation would have dragged us towards more darkness. And how our feet and our strides would have gone towards something worse. This is not some by chance thing, brothers. This is not some by chance thing. This is a tariqah. We think, oh, just by chance, a wali Allah came, or I went to him, I sat down, he said, come, I'll give you bayah, and I pledge allegiance, and I gave my hand. We thought it's just by chance, it just came in my life because of the circumstances. But think, what's happening and why? Who's making this happen? Which person, who has given us the control? Not one breath can I breathe without Allah's permission. So how can I go to a wali of Allah and do tawbah and grab his hands and say, Allah, I repent and learn from him just of my own accord? How can I leave the sins and break my nafs and break shaitan and break the desires, and I come and I sit in front of a wali of Allah and I say, I do tawbah and teach me dhikr? You think this is a minor? This is minor. But because it's so easy for us nowadays, Allah Ta'ala makes it, gives it to us, and we take it for granted, and we don't even realize what we're doing. That this action that I'm doing, if this action I was not to commit or not to practice and not to do tawbah now, then I don't know where would I have reached or ended up, where would my nafs have led me. And it's very possible I could have got to the banks of kufr, or could have drowned in such a bad sin. Allah Ta'ala gave me a chance, and I saw a friend of Allah, pious company, I did tawbah. And when I am doing tawbah, when I was doing tawbah, we are so sitting like lazy, we don't understand that how great a gift Allah Ta'ala has given to us at that time. Ask that person who had the bottle, and he was stuck, he was sweating, he was trembling, and he had fear, and with such value and deep-rooted passion and love, he said, Allah, tubu ila Allah, it's you who can save me only. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, that this was the situation, that I will change your situation. But if you become lazy and you become negligent, oh, by chance I went to see the Shaykh and I'll go again one day, and we carry on sinning and we're still going towards the bad actions and we don't care about our tawbah, Allah Ta'ala says that I saved you from the worst of adab. Within seconds, what was about to happen in your destiny, in your life, and now you've gone again towards the darkness, you've gone again towards the kufr, towards the shaitani actions, towards the sins, you're drowning again. What knowledge do you have that time when you did tawbah? I gave you an opportunity. I steered you away from the fire of Jahannam and the dark actions and the bad actions. And you considered this as just a matter of time or just something that happened by chance. Alhamdulillah, me and you, we should pay focus, attention to this. Consider this as a very great gift of Allah. If we think it's insignificant, then we don't have to have tawbah. We don't have the tawbah from the khawf. We have not done tawbah from the fear of the sins. We just did it as a routine, as a cultural habit. We sit down and we just followed the toe the line. The biggest thing is those who have not done tawbah, run to the tawbah. Run to tawbah. Allah says, run to Allah. Firru ila Allah. Why? Because behind us is a force that wants to grab us. like a magnet. It wants to grab us, run away. And what is that? Maut, run away. Maut is running after us. It's running after us, running after us in our shadow. For waiting for that time, it's running after us, with us, in parallel with us. We don't know. We don't know. Just now, you see the tragedy that occurred in the previous days in Manchester. Those 3-4 children, the youngsters, they were in a tragedy, in an accident. They were shaheed. They're coming from a wedding. And there was one child from the household where the marriage was taking place, 17, 18 years old. And within a few minutes before, they're laughing maybe, they're talking, they're smiling, and they're talking to each other. Just some moments earlier, that was their situation. They're enjoying themselves, their company. Within 15 minutes, did they know that they would become history for the world? They have history. And we, our situation, we think, we've got decades and we've got visas forever. We've got passport and visa forever. Eternal life in the world. But we don't know. We don't remember that tawbah that Allah Ta'ala made. You, me, we do. Sitting in front of somebody, we promise to Allah that Allah, we will improve our lives, we will turn for the better, we will change for the better, we will extract the dunya, love of dunya, will bring you, Allah, into our heart. We will remember you in our heart, we will become better human beings, we will follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will improve our akhlaq, our manners, our conduct, we will live a pure, clean, sincere life. So this is it. Big promises we made. Big promises we made. But one thing I see in this, the reason for this is this. That we did tawbah, but tawbu ila Allah wasn't there. Tawbatan nasuh wasn't there. No. Tawbu ila Allah, tawbatan nasuha. Allah says that turn to Allah in sincere repentance. There was no sincerity there. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala promises that when you do tawbah, nasuha, then you say that Allah, I'm making the honest tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala then makes it easy for us to leave everything. We don't turn back and look. We don't pay attention to the sins. But there's the condition that just like the vinegar came into his bottle, if we do the honest, sincere repentance, then alhamdulillah, for us to practice deen, to follow the path of deen is not difficult, and it doesn't become difficult to leave the sins. So the help of Allah has not come to us because we have not done with the honest, sincere heart. We were double-minded. We were maybe hypocritical at that time. Hypocrisy. This is not tawbah. We waste Ramadan in the same way. Good, great nights we waste. And such beautiful days are about to come. Rajab, it starts, and now it's Shaban, and then there is Ramadan. And Rajab is such a month full of barakat. The fazilat, that is such a great month. Full of barakat and blessings. What nights we have passed and wasted, and days were wasted. And if I want to, I can recite the verses of Tawbah now, and you can recite after me. Is that Tawbah? That is not Tawbah that Allah Ta'ala wants. Tawbah Allah Ta'ala wants of that individual, like that person who was an alcoholic. He did Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala changed the alcohol into vinegar. And if we today do honest Tawbah, then everything, our life will become like that vinegar that was transformed. The whole life will become beautiful, smooth and clean. Our dunya will become clean and pure and nice. And people of the world won't be able to recognize you from the bad person. Before, my husband, Rahmatullah, used to mention an event that there was a person who stole. He committed a theft. Hazrat used to, mashallah, narrate this event. He stole something, committed theft, and then he was distressed. In the olden times, mashallah, when it was the British Empire and the Indian subcontinent, and Hazrat is mentioning this true event. So he committed theft. He stole something. He was caught after stealing. He was caught. And then the court case came. He was dragged into the court, and then he was given a sentence, jail. And then there was a punishment. Tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. What did that thief do? He said, Allah, why ask forgiveness from these people? Ask forgiveness from you, Allah. Yeah? Tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. Allah, forget this court. You are the judge. Your court is the great supreme court. That's where my file is going to open. I'd like to open that now. So Allah, save me from loss and destruction. I've come to you, Allah. I've made a mistake. Allah, I do the honest repentance. And maybe he did tawbah via Hazrat Shaykh. I think after that, he changed his lifestyle and the effect came into his life, and the vinegar came and the true form and the true excellent lifestyle came. The first effect of tawbah is that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into the life of that person. That's the sign of true tawbah. The first sign of a person who repents is the sunnah, because la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without this insan, nobody can go into paradise without this kalima. So kalima is not just la ilaha illallah 50%. Alongside that is balance 50%. If I say la ilaha illallah Isa Rasulullah, that's fine. Musa Rasulullah, that's honest. Ibrahim Rasulullah, this is all honest. But we cannot enter Jannah. How will we enter Jannah? Muhammad Rasulullah. So honest tawbah, honest tawbah is when a person does tawbah, repents, and the color and the form and the lifestyle of Rasulullah comes into his life. The sirka, the vinegars come, and then the certificate of paradise comes, and we cannot enter into paradise until we don't bring Rasulullah's life into our lives. And that's when a person does repentance, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, both things come into the life. La ilaha illallah, Deen Islam, through Muhammad Rasulullah, via the practice of Rasulullah. So he changed his appearance, his lifestyle, his form, his manners, his conduct. And when his turn came after 6 months, he was presented in front of the judge, his court. The judge saw him. He said, "Where's that man who committed the theft, upon who there's the charge of theft?" They said, "This is the man." He said, "This cannot be that man. He doesn't look like a thief. This looks like some other person you've dragged in. I dismiss this court. This cannot be the person." When he was free from the court, when he does tawbah and the sin turns into the vinegar, then what difficulty when a person is in a trouble, he makes a mistake, commits a sin, what should he do? Do tawbah. Not tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha, honest tawbah, sincere tawbah. Inshallah, the life changes for the better. For the better. And the sin that a person does, that we may do, don't even imagine going back to that. Then you see the color. Then you don't need to give lectures, speeches, drag people to deen. No need. Your own physical practice will prove. There will be no satisfaction until you don't bring La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah into your heart. Think about this, brothers. So my brothers, my friends, these few points came into my mind due to the barakah, the blessings of this gathering, and I presented them in your service for my benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and true tawbah. The more we wait and delay the tawbah, what will happen? More loss and loss and loss. Today do tawbah. Today is a chance. If we've understood the whole point, we didn't do tawbah correctly in the past, we didn't succeed, the vinegar did not come about from that liquid. So today, I've come, Allah. Today, Allah, we've come to you. These are our sins, and Ramadan is about to come before this, Allah. These sins I've committed and practiced, inshallah. Allah, your help will come straight away if I do tawbah. Straight away the help of Allah comes, my brothers. And the color of the deen comes into that person. When Allah Ta'ala wants to help someone, inshallah, Allah doesn't give him destruction. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give him loss. Allah Ta'ala doesn't trap that person. Allah says, there's no punishment for you. There will be no difficulty for you, obstacles for you in life. You will get promotion, advancement, no loss in dunya or akhirah. Everything will become straightforward and smooth for that person. Silky smooth for that person. Why? Because we have spoken to Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Malik, the Khaliq of the universe. Why are we scared? We're putting our hands to the hands of Allah and doing tawbah. Allah Ta'ala accepts. Allah makes the life easy. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawbatan nasuha, the sincere tawbah, so that all our sins can be changed into good deeds. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.